I've just come to a village called Melwala, and I've been speaking to the mother who lost her brother and her son. Her brother had gone to see her sister and taken his nephew with him, and they didn't realize how deep the water was, and they were swept away in the flood. Now she's very emotional. Even after a year on, the feelings are very raw.
During the floods, we had many difficulties. We did not know where to escape, where to run. Look at my son. He was my son. He used to go to school. He was the life of the family. He went with his uncle. His uncle took him. Both of them did not come back.
How difficult has it been since?
It has been very difficult. I do not like anything anymore. All I see is my son. He was my eldest son. His name was Shehzad Ismail.
1 year on from the floods, has it got any better? Has it got any easier?
Life is very difficult.
The mother, she's just sitting there, and she's been sitting there for the last 5 or 10 minutes and constantly looking at the picture of her son in this little village that's made of mud homes, a few brick buildings, surrounded by cattle, goats, chickens, the odd chipmunk running around, and it's a very communal atmosphere. Not only are they surrounded by their own children, but the children of neighbours, and it's a very tight-knit community. There's about 20 or so children here. Everyone comes together to support each other, and that's why even when one person is lost in such a tragic way, everybody here feels the loss.